Hi, I'm Joel Rappaport. Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. Our first guest up today is Kathy Bissell from Bissell Inc. You know that name. Everybody probably has one of those vacuums, of course. And Kathy, who started in the family business and still continues to this day, really found her true life calling much later in life, and it had nothing to do with vacuums. Although you definitely need them for your pets, it's all about animal welfare for her now. And Kathy, so great to have you on Rappaport to the Rescue. And I'm going to be seeing you this weekend at the Unconditional Love event, Southampton Animal Shelter Foundation, and they're honoring you. Tell us about the award that you're receiving.
Well, I got this phone call saying I was awarded. I was so honored, honestly. It's really wonderful to be recognized by, you know, we're in Michigan and we're all over the country as a foundation doing hard work. But when somebody calls you and says they want to honor you, it is really, really a special feeling. I mean, we work hard and sometimes you don't feel like anybody notices what you're doing. And so to get this call was like, oh, just so heartwarming and wonderful.
And it's such a great shelter. I've been working with them for years and started this campaign this year, a home for the holidays and a home for after the holidays. And what I love about you, Kathy, you've been a corporate girl for years, but we kind of started out on the same path. I was a fashion reporter, and I know you were too. And then we found our calling later in life, which really was all about saving animals in need.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. I actually wanted to be a vet when I was younger.
Me too. I went to Michigan State, but I sucked in math, so I ended up going to BU School of Communications for Journalism.
See, now look at you, and look at what you've done. I say I've come full circle. So I went into fashion. I loved it. It was the best part of New York. You know, to be in fashion in New York was incredible. Worked for two very high-profile magazines, GQ and Harper's Bazaar. And then to come back to Michigan and get into animals, it's just, you know, full circle.
And that's my hometown. I'm a Michigan girl, too. But what's amazing is your life took a turn later in your 40s, and it was due to Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, it was. It was really interesting. I had never gone into a shelter, never wanted to go into a shelter because I loved animals so much. So the fact that Katrina hit and they asked me if I would help, you know, take some pictures of the dogs at the shelter, it was beautiful. And it changed my life.
It really did. And it's so funny because our paths have crossed over in so many ways. When I created the show Dog Bowl for Animal Planet, and I had been doing Puppy Bowl, the rescue segments, you have sponsored that show for years. You've been involved with so many wonderful projects, always donating your time, your company's money. You know, you have the Bissell Pet Foundation. It's unbelievable what you have turned your passion and your heartfelt desire into.
Yep. It is true. I mean, it is all about passion. I think that people are the most successful when they're passion driven. And for sure, the Bissell Pet Foundation was driven on passion and all of our love for pets. I mean, I think 89% of the people that work at our company are pet owners. So that's a high number. And we have an open campus so you can bring your pets to work. And it's just a really great environment. And it's morphed into that naturally. It wasn't something we did out of, you know, trying to be a company that's giving back. It was just the natural progression of making products that clean up after pets and realizing that a lot of people back in the day gave up their pets because they couldn't clean up the stains or didn't want to deal with them. Now, that's nothing. I mean, that's so easy to do. You can have six pets like me and not feel any pain.
Oh, you have a six rescue pack, Kathy. I love that. But what's truly amazing is how many animals the Bissell Pet Foundation has actually saved.
Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands, yeah. Since our short time in 2011, and we started slow, but we do so much to save so many lives. It's really grown a lot, and we grow out of need. When there's a need, it projects us into an area to make a difference.
And this is your 13th anniversary. What is your desire? What's your dream? You say you've saved hundreds of thousands of animals, which in itself is just unbelievable to truly make that sort of a difference during a time. And you know, right now, Kathy, I'm seeing it day in and day out and talking to shelters. It's the worst it's been in decades.
It's the worst it's been in a long time. So my dream would be to make sure that we can get every pet fixed, you know, spayed or neutered, so that we can cut down on populations and have rules for people and laws passed that protect animals because they deserve our protection. We're seeing so much cruelty out there right now. We're seeing an overabundance of pets. We're seeing struggling, you know, mothers with kittens and puppies, and it's a bad time. And shelters are overcrowded right now. So we need to get our populations down. We need to focus on spay and neuter, the key thing, which, you know, wasn't happening during COVID. So now we're back full force trying to make that difference.
And also I try to encourage people what we can do, what everybody can do. If it's donate $1 or become a foster, which is so crucial because you are the lifeline between hell and heaven. You're the middleman. And I tell people there's so much we can do if you just take one element and go to your local shelter and say, okay, I can walk a dog for you. You know, I can foster a dog. Here's a dollar, whatever. We can make a difference.
We can make a difference. And I love that, between heaven and hell. You are so right. And fostering is crucial for so many of these pets with overcrowded shelters. The stress that these pets have, I mean, it's just so sad to see. I mean, some of them turn their backs on the people walking by because they've just had it. They're looking for a home. They're deserving. And not only are they stressed, but the shelters themselves are stressed right now because these people want the best for the animals in their care, and they just can't find enough homes. That's where adoption really will change the game. Spay and neuter, adopt, foster. Really important.
So important. And Kathy, I'm so excited to see you in my neck of the woods this weekend. Just love Southampton Animal Shelter. They do so much great work. They have an open door policy, and no animal is ever turned away.
It's so special for me, and I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone behind this wonderful shelter because they are doing great work. And people who, where I live in Michigan, there are a lot of people from the New York area, and they've heard about me getting this award, and they talk so much about this shelter, how much they love this shelter. This is their home state, and they love Southampton Shelter and what they do for the animals. So I'm very honored and really thrilled and can't wait to be there.
And I'm sure this honor is going to bring in a lot of support to the shelter, which is what they need now more than ever. Kathy Bissell, you are an angel, and I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. And it's so nice to be on your show and to be connected with you, because you are an amazing person, and I love being around amazing people.